Well, we're getting a jump here on San Diego. We're pretty well into it today. The team played very well against Jacksonville and Arizona at home. You can see they have a real talented team all the way around, real good on offense, defense, a lot of big play, explosive players, real good specialists. So we certainly know what this team's capable of. They've had a couple tough breaks, turnovers, and a couple plays that have hurt them on special teams, but you can see why this team's had the kind of success they have, and they're very talented. They're tough, they're big, they're physical, and it's going to be a big challenge for us, going out there and playing them in San Diego and trying to get a win on the road.
Bill, obviously their running game has changed, I would guess, fairly dramatically since the last time you saw them. Break down what they have at that position now with the two options.
Well, they really have three guys. Ryan Matthews, good all-around player, good speed, quickness, versatile guy, can catch the ball, does a lot of things. Sproles is more of their third down back, but he's also in there in some other situations. I think we all know Sproles, explosive guy, can score from anywhere on the field. Great speed, quickness, tough, runs hard. And Tolbert is really a tailback in a fullback's body. He's big, he's real physical, runs hard, tough, breaks a lot of tackles, runs really hard. And this is a hard guy to bring down. He's a short, stocky guy. It's got good lower body strength and a lot of toughness. So the three runners have very different styles. And then, Hester plays fullback, and he carries the ball a little bit too, but he's a very athletic fullback. Not as big as some of the guys that we've seen, but has real good hands. Is effective in the passing game and can also run the ball. So he's more than just a blocking fullback. He can also handle the ball, and so they have a good, good group. All four guys back there, they're all pretty skilled and help the team in different ways and complement each other.
Bill, what have you seen from Brandon Dederich to help him play the significant role that he played in the game on Sunday?
Well, Brandon got a decent amount of playing time in preseason, and it was for a rookie, fairly good technique player. Comes from a real good background at Florida. He's been well coached, and he's had an opportunity in practice and in some of the preseason games, and he's kept working hard, getting better. Did I say Florida? Sorry, I meant to say Alabama. If I said Florida, although both of the programs are pretty well coached, but obviously well coached with Nick down there at Alabama. And, been on the field, worked hard, just keeps getting better. And we felt like last week it was a good opportunity to, play him at left end there. We felt good about that matchup and just the overall way the front lined up against Baltimore. So that's how we did it for that game.
Is that a spot maybe more than some others where it's game-to-game, matchup-to-matchup, or did you like what he did enough where he could get a more sort of regular role?
I think Brandon did a good job in the game, but we have other players on the defensive line. Mike Wright was a good football player. Ron's played for us. Myron. So I think that whole group, we have a lot of confidence in all of them, and could be the same or could be different, but whoever we put out there, I think we have a lot of confidence in. Those guys have all done a good job.
Bill, there's been a lot of talk among media types on Brandon Merriweather's hit. Have you heard anything from the NFL as to their decision with Brandon in terms of a possible suspension?
Mike, I'll leave anything from the NFL to the NFL.
Do you view this as a changing of the rules mid-season as far as possible suspensions for hits like that now, or do you view it as more of an interpretation?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything that I would want to comment on officially. So, it's a lot of, as you and Mike alluded to there, media speculation, commentary, and all that, like there is after every game, every weekend there is in the NFL season. There's That's what people talk about, is plays and things that happened in the previous week. So whatever the league decides to do, they decide to do. And whatever their comments are, they can make their own statements or comments on whatever it's going to be.
Bill, one of these hits there also, not there, I'm talking about this specifically, but this type of hit was the one Welker got against the Jets from, I think it was Eric Smith, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right.
At the time, did you think a suspension was warranted for him at that time? And in general, do you have a view on whether you could suspend for hits like that?
Well, and those are all league matters. You know, right now my focus is on San Diego, trying to get our team ready to go out there and play them. You know, all those questions really, you know, need to be asked of somebody at the league office.
So staying away from that aspect of it, you've played football, you've coached football, you've been around the game. How difficult is it for a player, just on the sheer geometry of it, to control where everything strikes on an opponent when they're both going full speed?
Well, every situation is different. Every single play is out there is different. So it doesn't really matter what I think. Whatever the rules are, that's what they are. However the officials call the game, that's how the players and the coaches have to perform, is within those guidelines, whatever they are. And we've seen lots of different ones, and they come and go, and they change, and the same rules get interpreted differently and all that. So you just have to understand how the game's being officiated and what the calls mean. You know, what's a block in the back, what isn't a block in the back, what's illegal contact, what isn't illegal contact, what's pass interference, what isn't pass interference, what's holding, what isn't holding. There's a lot of gray area in all those calls. So you have to try to learn what those are and hope that the officials call them consistently from week to week, which, you know, that's an issue too, because it's, you know, again, a lot of shades of gray that have to be interpreted. But whatever it is. And that's out of my control. What I can do right now is try to prepare our team for the Chargers, and that's really where my energy and focus is today and will be for the rest of the week.
Bill, along those lines, the team is coming off an overtime game, deep into overtime, a very physical game. How much thought do you put into approaching this week of practice, maybe keeping the pads off? Is that a consideration that you're thinking about at this time?
I think there's nothing really more important than the health of your team. And so whatever combination of preparing your team for the game and having a healthy team for the game, however those two forces meet, I think that's what you try to do as a coach. And as a coaching staff, you try to make sure that your team's prepared for the game, but you want them as healthy as possible going into that game. So when we meet this afternoon and talk about practice schedule for tomorrow and for the week and all that kind of thing, you know, we always talk about that. We talk about the drills, the specific in the periods, what things we want to do in each period, whether it's individual periods or whether it's in group and team periods, what things we want to emphasize, what things we want to make sure that we get covered, what things we're going to have to try to catch at other times. Just because we have to prioritize. And so all those things are part of the preparation, which includes contact drills and pads and how long you're at practice and all those kind of things. So that's something we do Tuesday evening as we prepare for not only Wednesday's practice, but we kind of talk about a little bit the whole week of how it's going to fall together so we can know what we don't get covered on Wednesday. You know, this is when we're going to get it on Thursday or Friday or however it goes.
So one guy you're not going to see is Sean Merriman, obviously. He's about to get released whenever that happens. Have they made up for that in the pass rush? Or is there a void that his departure has created?
Well, they have 21 sacks, so... And a lot of other hits on the quarterback. So I think they've shown that they can get there. That's you know, a lot of people doing it. I mean, Phillips and Burnett, of course, I think that's, you know, those two guys have obviously have gotten a lot of plays there, but, you know, they're a good group, and I think you got to be careful about, you know, putting all your attention on one guy and then, you know, having somebody else, you know, do the damage. I mean, they're solid across the front. They're a real good defensive team. They cover well, make the quarterback hold the ball. That's led to some pressures and sacks, and you know, also just good pass rush. So I think they got good depth on defense and a lot of guys that can run and hit the quarterback, tackle, cover. You know, they're pretty solid all the way across the boards. But I think they can rush, they can cover, they can stop the run. You know, they're a pretty well balanced team.
All right, guys, let's take two more questions. If there aren't two.
I'm wondering, yeah, just quickly. The decision to play Gerard Warren at nose, obviously I'm sure he practiced there a ton, but is there something where you go into the game and then like the first series maybe you don't know if he can handle it or kind of deal with that? I mean, was that something that was like it was the plan but it was also a wait and see, and then you kind of liked what you got early on? Is that kind of how that went?
Well, Gerard's played really all the positions across the defensive front from training camp and preseason games and practices and all that. He's worked at every spot. Really, all of our linemen have. They've all played different positions there. Again, we kind of felt like that was the matchup that we were looking for against Baltimore. For, you know, a number of reasons, what we were doing and how we matched up against them and, you know, taking into account what our other defenses were, our nickel and sub packages and so forth. So just tried to tie it all together and felt like that was the best mix. Again, whether that's the way it'll go next game, next week, or the rest of the year or not, we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, Jarrett's played in there a lot. I mean, he's played a lot of his career on the nose in a one technique, you know, on the shade on the nose. He's also played a lot of it on the as a three technique on the shade on the guard, which is pretty close to the defensive end in a 3-4. So, you know, I think when you play an over and under scheme like he's been in a lot, one play you're on the center, the next play you're out there on the inside shoulder of the tackle, and so on a 3-4, you're just, you know, you move a few inches one way or the other, and you're pretty close to where he's been almost his whole career, which has been somewhere between the tackles. And that's, you know, I think he can handle all those spots. And he, like I said, he's done it through his whole career, so I don't think it's really that big of a deal.
Okay, one final question, guys.
Bill, you guys are going to travel on Friday to San Diego. Is that something that you've always done when playing a 1 o'clock West Coast game, or is that something that was there a moment where you changed your philosophy on that to go in that direction?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much been that way. Mike, I'd go back and check the rest of the schedules, but I'd say for the most part that's been pretty consistent. We leave after practice on Friday and do the traveling at night and then get up there on Saturday and try to have a normal kind of day, you know, get up in the morning and you know, do all that, you know, have a normal morning meeting, practice, walk through, Saturday night meeting, and then, you know, get into the Sunday routine. So, you know, we did that last year or 2 years ago, whatever it was, with the San Francisco and Seattle games. And, of course, we stayed over for the games after that, Oakland and San Diego. But when we went out there the first time, you know, the same kind of deal.
All right, Coach, thank you.
All right, thanks, Aaron.